a savior that saved me while I was yet a sinner, who died for me, hung for me, bled until no blood would come out anymore. That water came streaming down, gave up the ghost, went into a borrowed tomb, but didn't. That's not the end of the story. I'm grateful that they thought they had killed him. They thought it was all over. Yes, they did. They thought it was all over. How could he save so many and not able to save himself? But the Bible said early the third day morning, the gratefulness of God, the power of God, got up with all power in his hand. And this morning, that same power got all us up. And I'm grateful this morning. Amen. I can stop now. I already preached. Amen. Amen. I done gave you the gospel. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you now, Lord, for your many blessings. Father, as I stand here today before your people, standing as your preacher, O Father, to proclaim your gospel, not my way, but in the way that you would have me to proclaim it. Father, proclaiming that you are God and there is no other, that you did send your son Jesus, that he did die, that he did rise, and that he is coming back again. And Father, I pray this morning that someone would hear these words, and that you will convince, convert, and convince them this morning that they need a Savior today, and they need a church today. They may come asking, what must I do to be saved? And Father, we pray this morning that no honor, glory would come to us, that it would all go unto your son Jesus. And now, Lord, as I always pray, don't want to leave here the same way I came, Father. I want to leave better than I was. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 This morning, for just a few moments, in the book of Matthew, and we're going to the 6th chapter, and we're going to go to one verse, Matthew 6 and 33. Praise the Lord. Amen. You ought to know that one. Matthew 6 and 33. Amen. Amen. Matthew 6 and 33. Scare somebody next to you by shouting amen.
Amen.
And the words are left recorded. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You might be seated. We want to use as a subject this morning, or a title, should I say, Don't Worry, God's Gotcha. Touch your neighbor and tell him, don't worry, God's gotcha. Turn to the other neighbor, tell them, don't worry, God's gotcha. Now let everybody here in this place know today not to worry. No, you're supposed to say, don't worry, God's gotcha. Give God a hand clap of praise. You know, there are people who worry about everything. They're never satisfied. They never think that God can do some things, that there's always somebody else that's going to cause them not to be able to have what God has said. And those are the same people who will be in church and say, what God has for me, it is for me. And I want you to know, when you decide to stand for the Lord and say that God has you, the devil's going to try you. Amen. The more you proclaim that you are a child of God, the more he's going to try you. He's not going to try you with the same stuff he used to get with you. He's going to change the game on you a little bit. But I stopped by to tell you, don't worry. God's got you. Jesus was teaching this morning, and he was teaching a council of people. He was telling them not to worry about the necessities. We spend more time worried about what we going to eat. Amen. We wake up in the morning worried about what are we going to eat this morning. We have refrigerators and refrigerators and freezers, and then what we have, what we call a deep freezer. There's a freezer in the refrigerator, but then there's one either in the garage or somewhere else that's called a deep freezer. We will look in the refrigerator and see all kinds of food and say, I don't have nothing to eat. Then if you're lucky or you've been blessed to have a side-by-side, you open the freezer on the other side, you look in there and say, ain't nothing in here to eat. Then you go outside or wherever the other room is, you look in the deep freezer, pop it up, it's packed to the top, full of food, and you say, I don't feel like unthawing nothing. I don't want to defrost nothing. Ain't nothing in here to eat. And then you look in your pocket and say, I might as well go on to Texas Roadhouse and let them cook me something. Yeah, I know some of y'all Texas Roadhouse fans. I seen you there. Amen, Sister Barb McGee. Amen. We spend more time worried about food and drink and our bodies and what we're going to put on. Some of us on this morning went in the closet and said, I ain't got nothing to wear.
Come on now.
Amen. Just nod your head. You know you did. You said, I ain't got nothing to wear. If it wasn't this morning, it was last night. You said, I ain't got nothing to wear, but it's clothes from the front of the closet. On your side, on his side, in the kids' closet, outside in the garage. Help me, somebody. She got clothes everywhere, but ain't nothing to wear. Amen, amen. Y'all notice I'm on this side. Clothes everywhere and shoes. Y'all pray for me. Can you find my black shoes?
Come on, preacher.
Which one? The black ones with something. Which one of them? We worry about necessities and food and drink and clothing, and we worry about what other folks say about us. We worry about what our bodies look like. We worry about our lives. We worry more about what other folk gonna say than what God's gonna say. I know I'm preaching in here. Jesus was telling them not to worry. Matter of fact, some folks worry so much till they get anxiety. Yeah. They worry so much till they just begin to lose their hair.
I'm sick. Wow.
Worry themselves sick about circumstances you can't change. They worry. Did you ever met a person that every time you talk to them, they worried about somebody? How you doing today? I don't know, Pastor. I'm worried about so-and-so, so-and-so. Did you pray about it? Yeah, but I'm still worried about it. Pastor, would you pray with me? Well, when we get through praying, are you still going to worry? Probably so, Pastor. Well, we ain't going to pray. That's a waste of breath. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of time to be praying and then to turn around and to worry. Can I get a witness? They worry till Jesus began to tell them. He said, look, at the birds in the air. He said, they sow not, but yet they reap. He said, birds don't work. If I may break it down to you. Birds don't work. They don't have refrigerators. They don't have grocery stores. They can't go to McDonald's. They don't have jobs. They don't have money, but yet they eat. He said, birds. He said, birds have places. They build their nests. He said, they don't have to go. You ever seen a bird at Lowe's trying to get a 2x4?
Come on,
I never seen a bird at Home Depot trying to buy a router or any kind of saw or something to cut. Birds go and get twigs, and God make provisions for them to get the right twig to fit in the right place. And they build their little nests, and God gives them food out of nowhere. We don't even see the worm crawling on the ground, and the bird just swoops.
Go get it.
Out of nowhere. And God's told, Jesus told them, if I take care of the birds. If I feed the littlest or the smallest of the smallest, but I created you in my image, will I not take care of you? Yeah. He said, to worry about the size of your home, the size of your car, makes no sense. The more God blesses us, the more we worried about having something more. Amen. It was all right when we got that car 2 years ago.
Come on, preacher.
It was the right size,
the
right color.
Everything
was in there just like we wanted it. But 2 years later, they made another one.
Come on now.
The only difference is the one that you got, the seats don't get hot. They made one that makes the seats get hot. Well, I stopped by to tell you, if you sit in the seat long enough, it'll get hot. Can I get a witness?
Come on, preacher.
We worry about things that makes no sense. We have a God, we have a Savior that knows all things. He knows everything. He knows and he cares about everyone. And he began to tell them, even the lilies of the valley. He said, I have them. He said, they know when to grow and they know when to close. You ever notice a lily know when to open up? And it knows when to close. And he said that if I can make a lily grow in the valley where there is no sunshine, what can I do with you? He began to tell them, don't worry about your labor. Don't worry about it. He said, matter of fact, don't even worry about things that you can't control. He says in verse 30, trust and believe in me. He said, if you just have a little faith. He said, just a little faith. I remember Jesus said that the faith the size of a mustard seed. That ain't much faith. Just a little faith can move a mountain. Now, there are approximately 3.6 billion people in the world. And the Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and God our Father, as the Trinity, knows every hair, every string of hair on all 3.6 billion people. He knows when we lost one, when one showed back up, when it was once brown and now it's gray. When it used to be black, but you made it another color.
Out.
Y'all don't want to have church with me. He know when Miss Clara showed up. Dark and lovely. He know all of that. And if he knows what all 3.6 billion people are thinking at one time and knows their needs all at one time, why he cannot handle my little problem? Why is it that we think that our problem is so big God can't handle it? I'm going to prove it to you that today that you think God can't handle your problem, because as soon as you get a problem, you don't call God. You get on the phone and you call somebody else. Soon as you get a problem, you call somebody and say, Lord, girl, let me tell you what happened to me today. All of us are guilty today of giving our worries to somebody else and not giving them to God. All of us are guilty of telling other people our problems, our situations, our issues, and then expecting that person to give us the answer that we need. And truth be told, their problems, their issues, and their situations are worse than ours. How can I go to somebody who don't know God and ask them a godly question? How is it that we look to people who don't even know God to give us a godly answer? How is it that even though some of us come to church every Sunday morning and we know some folk come to church but don't know God? Oh, y'all don't want to have church. Y'all got quiet then. All you have to do is look at their lives. That'll tell you they don't know God. And they'll tell you, if I were you, girl, this is what I would do. Can I stay right there for a moment? Married women, you need not ever ask a single woman for advice about your husband. Young ladies, those of you that got boyfriends, don't ask no girl who ain't got no boyfriend how to deal with your boyfriend. How somebody who ain't got nobody gonna tell you how to treat somebody? Girl, you ought to leave him, and next week she gonna be with him. Huh? If I were you, that's a dangerous thing when people start telling you, if I were you, this is what I would do. If they don't tell you, if I were you, I would go to the Lord, then they're telling you the wrong thing. Amen? They were worrying, and they had anxiety. And then Jesus spoke some profound words. He even spoke it to all of the Gentiles and the Jews, and he said that my heavenly Father knoweth all of your needs. He said, God knows your needs. He said, he know that there are different needs from all believers, but he said that if you seek first,
first thing first.
He said, if you chase after, if you use relentless power, if you use all of your energy to chase after God, I'm going to stay right there because I'm going to teach this thing. If you would take the energy that it took for you to chase and to capture your wife or your husband, y'all ain't going to have church. I'm going to tell it anyway. Some of us did some serious chasing. Some of us did some chasing so serious that we forgot who we were. We lost our minds. We became somebody else in order. Y'all ain't want to have church with me. Some of you women changed your whole personality just to get that brother. You prayed for the Lord to give you a man to come into your life. He showed up at church and you stopped going to church. Brother Pastor, what do you mean? Because he said, if you're going to be with me, we can't be at church every Sunday. Oh, y'all don't want to have. I know it's true. Yeah, I got some friend girls and told me that. Yeah. And brothers, some of us have been men of God from the very beginning. We've been coming to church, going to Sunday school, but she didn't want to go nowhere but to the club. And we fought and we went to the club and we came to church with one eye open. And we wasn't looking at the Lord. We were trying to keep our eye on her. We changed who we were. We chased. And some men have changed from being carnivores, being meat eaters, and they became vegetarians because the woman was a vegetarian. Yeah. Some of us used to we used to have our hair growing long. She didn't like long hair. Ask Samson, he cut his hair off. to be with a woman.
Look out, preacher.
They don't want to have church. That's all. I'm going to preach this thing anyhow. We worried about, some of us went in debt.
Yeah.
She didn't like riding in that Volkswagen that you were driving. The seatbelt didn't work.
Yeah.
Go around a curve, you had to reach over there and hold the door so she didn't fall out.
Yeah. Have mercy.
Have mercy, Lord. But you were worried about her leaving you and you decided to go get you a new car and ended up in debt.
Yeah.
And now she with somebody else. But if you would take that same energy and chase after God and his righteousness, if you would take the same energy, I'm gonna hit somebody this morning. The same energy you take to take that makeup out your purse and beautify yourself, the same energy, women, boy, I'm gonna be in trouble today. But I'm gonna preach it anyhow. The same energy that you sit 4 hours in the beauty shop waiting to get in line. You only sit in the chair for an hour, but 3 hours you waited. Huh. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Take 4 hours and study the word of God. I'm coming y'all way, men. Y'all might as well get ready. If we would take the same energy, for the Lord that we take on shining up our cars, y'all know I'm right about it. We'll get out on our knees, on both knees, to make sure them rims shining. But when the last time you've been out on both of your knees, to pray to the Lord. Can I get a witness? Some of us, I go to the barbershop every week. Know our hair grow every other week. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. If we would just seek God and his righteousness, if you would just do what God said, he said, if you keep my commandments, ask of me whatever it is, and I'll give it to you. But you got to seek God first. Put God first in everything. Touch your neighbor and tell him, don't worry. God's got you. He said, if you seek God and his righteousness, there's something going to happen to you. He said, if you seek God and his righteousness, if you run after God, if you chase God and do all God asks you to do, he said, I give you all these things. God didn't say he'll subtract, but he said, I add. He said, you may have one old raggedy car, but if you use that raggedy car for my glory, I give you a new car for my glory. If you wear that old raggedy suit and come to church and praise me, I add some more to you. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that if you do right, God will do right. If you hold on, God will add to you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? In the midst of your trouble, in the midst of your time, in the midst of all your storms, just do right. Don't cuss them out. Just praise God. When they get on your nerve, don't cuss them out. Just praise God. Tell them, even though you did me wrong, I'm going to do you right. Because the God I serve is a good God. Ain't God a good God? Ain't he a good God? If you stand on the promise, God will see you through. Anybody here today done stood on the promise, done stood on the word of God? Things got rough, times get tough. I told y'all, we're not in a recession. My God ain't never ran out of nothing. God ain't in no recession. God owns everything. Don't worry about it. Be not dismayed. Whatever comes your way, God will see you through it. Anybody here been down to your last dime? Didn't know how you were gonna make it. You started out going to your friends. They said, I can't help you. Went to mama and them. Said, I can't help you. And the Holy Ghost brought it back to your remembrance. Said, go down on your knees and call on my name. Go down on your knees and call on Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And while you were down there, you start feeling better. Can I get a witness? I've been down on my knees, and while I was there, I felt the power of God. I felt the glory of God. I felt the presence of God. And when I got up, I felt better. And God showed up. Sometime he'll show up on Monday. Sometime he'll show up on Tuesday. But one thing I know, he will. Somebody say he will. Do you know that he will? Anybody on this side know that he will? He will. He will. He'll show up. Won't he show up? Won't he show up? Wow, he'll show up. Not only will he show up, he'll show out. He'll move stuff. He'll let you walk on water. He'll knock down some walls. He'll make your enemy your footstool. Ain't God all right? Ain't God a good God? Ain't God a wonderful God? Do you love God? Ain't ashamed to show it. Do you love the Lord? And ain't ashamed to show it. Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He pitied my, ain't God all right? I love the Lord. Anybody here love the Lord? Anybody here sure enough love the Lord? If you ain't ashamed to say that you love the Lord, stand on your feet and let everybody know. I've been down. I've been leveled to the ground. I've been almost knocked out. But God will. God will. Touch your neighbor. Tell him God will lift you up. Don't worry. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. God's got your back. Do you know he got you? I know. I know. Do you know that you know that you know that you know that you sure enough know that God got you? Lift your hands in the sanctuary and tell the Lord, thank you, because I know you got me. Glory! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. It might be raining in your house. There may be a storm in your life. I stopped by to tell you, don't worry. Just call on Jesus. Don't worry. Your children may be acting up. Don't worry. Train up a child when he is young, that when he's old, he won't depart. That don't mean they won't act up. We used to act up. Can I get a witness? We ain't always been saved. But by the glory of God and the presence of Jesus, he caught us in the midst of our trouble, turned us around, set our feet on a solid ground. I tell you now, I like to go home every now and then, because somebody always tell me, I'm so proud of you because you ain't what you used to be. I can see God all over you. That's good news. I tell them, I've had some storms. I had to cry sometimes. I laid awake at night. I stayed up all night, but God showed up. Yes, he did. He told me, if I'm already up and you trust me, you need to lay down. I just helped somebody just then. If God's up, you need to lay down. Rest and watch what God will do. If you just trust God just a little bit, watch God do some stuff. The next time trouble come your way, don't even worry about it. Just say, God got me. When they say, oh, hey, we about to lose our job, tell them, don't worry about it. God got me. He told me he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said, I've never seen his seed begging for bread. That means God will always show up on time. Can I get a witness? Anybody know he's an on-time God? He's a right now God. Can I get a witness? Don't worry. Don't worry. Come on, brothers. The doors of the church is open. Don't worry. God's got you. That's good news. Anybody believe that's good news? Choir, do you know that's good news? That's good news. Oh, Lord, yeah. I said that's good news. It's good news to know that God's got me. And if God has me, then the devil in hell, not my enemies, not my sickness, not my troubles, can pluck me out of the hand of God. As long as I'm in God's good hands, I don't have to worry about a thing. If God loves me more than he loves the birds, I ain't got nothing to worry about. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That tells me God got me. If you're here today and you're looking for a church home, we ask you to come. There's three ways you can come. You can come by letter, which means that you left a church and were in good standings. Knew that you were about to leave town and you asked the church to give you your letter so that you may join another church. You can come right now. You can come by Christian experience, which means that you were baptized, you were in a church, but you strayed away. And you want to come back to the church, you can come. The third way to come is that you never confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And now at this moment, you believe that he is the Son of God. And you believe in your heart that you need a Savior. And you want to come and give your life to Christ. You can come and confess the Lord Jesus and we will take you in and then we will baptize you and you will become a part of God's great family. So if you're here today, would you come?
This is your...
May be seated. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. If you don't get nothing today, just remember God's got you. Amen. God's got you. Don't worry. God's got you. Amen. Jesus also wanted them to know that worrying was a sin. He said it is impossible.
Yes, sir.
It is impossible,
impossible
to please God without faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yeah. It's in the book.
I come telling you today, I may never see God do what he promised, but I still believe he's going to do it. I may never see God do what he promised, but I still believe he's going to do it. My children's 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 children may see the promise, but I still believe God's going to do it. I don't know about you today, but I've seen some of God's promises come true. I've seen some things that God has done. I ain't gonna testify. Amen. Let us stand. Don't worry. God's got you. He's going to be with us until he calls us home, and then we'll be with him. Amen. Until I see you at 2:00. Assalamu alaikum.
Come on.